I've been liaising with the minister's office over the last couple of months to try to get this situation with letters of assurance sorted out. The minister has wrote to me very clearly stating that the legislation that is enacted clearly states that the council have to issue the letters of assurance. I know that the council, Donegal County Council, have reservations in relation to issuing those letters of assurance and the legalities around that from the Donegal County Council's point of view, and from the fact that there's also a fact-finding pathway case that's been taken against the council. I do understand that, but at the end of the day, Donal, we have situations at the minute where people need those letters of assurance. There's homes that have been remediated 2-3 years ago, still don't have the letters of assurance, and insurance companies for getting houses insured are looking for them. And the big issue we have is that homes that are trying to be sold cannot be sold. Sales have fallen through in some instances of houses that were to be sold because the letter of assurance couldn't be got. And I think that's very unfair on homeowners, particularly in a climate where we need houses. So we have to get our act together in this, and it's very, very clear from the minister that this sits with Donegal County Council. So I think we have to push on the council now to make sure that they come back with an answer as soon as possible to us as to why and when these letters of assurances will be issued. Michael McGarvey, Director of Service, did say that this would be there'll be a resolution before the September meeting on this. So let's hope that can happen.
Is there a fear on the council's part that if something goes wrong down the line, it could be legally liable?
Yeah, I suppose that is the fear that they have. But at the same time, the letter of assurance doesn't really state that, you know, the house is insurable or the house is sellable or anything like that. The letter of assurance is a letter of assurance to the homeowner to say that if anything deteriorates in their house over the next 40 years, that they can come back into the scheme. That's all the letter of assurance gives you a guarantee for. It doesn't give you a guarantee for that you'll definitely get back into the scheme. It doesn't give you a guarantee that your house is mortgageable, insurable or anything else. It just opens the door for a homeowner that does a remediation option, that if something happened at home in the future, that they can get back into the scheme and get their house revisited and looked at. That's what the letter of assurance is doing.
And if the house is sold, if the house is passed on, does that assurance go on with the sale? Does it pass on to the new owner, to the new occupier?
Yeah, the letter of assurance goes with the home, not the homeowner. So if you sold your home and passed it on, the letter of assurance goes with that home, and whoever buys that home has that letter of assurance for the next 40 years.